You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
I think it's an exciting time. I've been working as the program director and co-founder of the Mara Indigenous Business Masterclass program at Melbourne Business School for 8 years. And we've been, you know, training up and working with individuals and their firms to really grow this business leadership part of our Indigenous business sector. But there isn't really any sort of pipeline postgraduate jump-off places to go into postgraduate studies. And so over the past few years, I've been building up this idea of linking Mara, the Mara program, and into an offering that will be housed at the University of Melbourne. And it's finally come to fruition. And what it really means is that we've got a postgraduate offering for people who may have done, but don't necessarily have had to have done a bachelor's degree, but have got a significant leadership experience running firms or working in corporate government or Community Australia, and are interested in coming into a university degree and thinking about it from an Indigenous leadership lens, but really using some business subjects as well, because we know that having that kind of economic lens to drive towards independence is incredibly critical.
Yeah. And now, is this certificate open to everyone or only students of Indigenous background?
Just Indigenous Australians, and potentially into the future we may be able to widen that scope to include international Indigenous people, I'm hoping, because there just really isn't any unique things. There are a few around the world that I've certainly been in contact with and watched grow over time, and certainly in New Zealand, which is exciting. But nothing's clearly in Australia, or hardly anything. I think there's a great Masters of Indigenous Business Leadership over in Canada, but that's been closed down for review. So there's just hardly any sort of specific area. And what we really need these sort of certificates for is, number one, being able to have that step into a postgraduate arena. A lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in corporate Australia or in senior government roles, in any managerial role, and also leading their own businesses, I have been thinking about and interested in doing an MBA. If you haven't got an undergraduate degree, it really does put you at a disadvantage in able to have that step into postgraduate study. So the Grad Certificate of Indigenous Business Leadership is that step.
Yeah.
It does have a specific subject right at the heart of it called Indigenous Business Leadership, which will be taught face-to-face, but it also has online subjects, so that means people can be anywhere in Australia doing what they do on a day-to-day basis and being able to study online.
So I was going to ask you, that was going to be my next question, but because it's online, it means you can have, you're flexible in the number of students that you can accommodate, whereas if it's an ex-cathedra kind of course, it would be much, there would be some restrictions of the number of applicants you'd be able to accommodate.
That's right. And it also gives people flexibility, you know.
To study in
their
own time.
Can you do one subject in semester one, or can I, you know, flip it to do it towards the end of the year? And it just gives people a lot more flexibility about it. The online offerings that we have are all very regular sort of business education offerings. So there's like one around value creation through your firms, and there's something, if people are interested in even just opening that kind of door to wanting to go into research, for instance, through postgraduate study, they can do an empirical methods course, for instance, or you can focus on marketing, business analytics. So there's a lot of options for people to pick up something in their interest area, financial management, for instance, and combine that with this Indigenous focus through the main subject, Indigenous business leadership.
Yeah.
And of course, the Murra program is accredited as a subject within this course. So all of our fantastic Murra alumni across Australia are eligible to claim that subject credit. There is such a need, such an opportunity, if people want to, are really interested in that pathway, then the opportunity is there. And you would create value by being who you are, being an Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander person who is an accountant is of inherent value. There's a lot of Aboriginal businesses that want to work with an Aboriginal accountant, make sense to them, and or employment into corporate or government Australia, not-for-profit Australia. I mean, really, as soon as you're able to achieve such postgraduate education, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are eminently.
When will the enrolment start, and how can people go about enrolling?
Fantastic. So on the website, which is GCIBL, if you go into the University of Melbourne and put that into the search engine, Graduate Certificate in Indigenous Business Leadership, you'll come to our landing page, and we're open for expressions of interest at the moment.
Yeah.
Applications will open in October, later in the year, and we'll be starting next year. We'll be the first kind of cohort to come through in 2020. My goodness, can we believe we're up to 2020? It's incredible. But I'm really looking forward to this, and it's such a great consolidation for the Murra program, and just the maturity of the Indigenous business sector to have a specific offering by Australia's number one university. I think it's an excellent time to engage.
Yeah, definitely. We'll put the word out there.
Just to say that this idea about, you know, what is Indigenous business leadership, I really want to kind of put out to the Indigenous business sector, and also to many of our brothers and sisters who are working in the various sectors across Australia, that having professional development opportunities like postgraduate education that are specifically targeted can be incredibly helpful. But not only that, we've done a lot of work to make sure that this grad certificate leads into a whole range of master's degrees. So people can, if they finish the grad certificate and wish to do a master's of entrepreneurship or a master's of management or a master's of international management, all of these different opportunities, certainly through our university, the Melbourne University, that is already articulated, that pathway is there for people to go on to future postgraduate work, which I think is incredibly critical.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.